Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and let's talk faith. I heard a talk by Reverend Ike, or a piece of a talk by Reverend Ike. He was a New Thought minister in the 70s out of New York, I believe. African-American man, prosperity teacher. His YouTube is great, and they put clips of it on Instagram. So I saw this on Instagram, and he was talking about, he's since passed, he was talking about faith. And I thought it was the most awesome perspective on faith, and I wanted to share it here on the podcast. So we know that faith fuels the manifestation of our truest desire. And true faith is not a faith in a being outside of you, though oftentimes in my own personal spiritual practice and the way I was raised to believe in God, universe, spirit, something bigger than me, it does feel like it's outside of me. But with that being said, you're not begging. I've said this to you before, this source, this thing, the universe outside of you to help you out and help you create the life that you want. You're actually begging the God within you. So, and as I was listening to his talk, he refers to the God within you, right? Very metaphysical perspective. And I love it. It's awesome. And I believe in that 100%. But what clicked as I was listening to him talk and what I wanted to share on the podcast is it's actually not faith in this being that is known as God, universe, source, nature, however way you view your higher power. If God is within and we are an emanation of God, spirit, universe, source, then we're actually praying and begging ourselves to have faith in ourselves. And I was like, oh, I get that. When I heard it, when it clicked, when I got that message, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because think about it. It is just far more empowering to have faith in you. And not just you. It's not like we're, you know, in no way is this statement saying, oh, it's all just you here. Oh God, I don't want to live on this planet without spirit. No, it's not all us, right? As individual human beings. Oh God, no. Oh God, no. Even just imagining it, being disconnected from source would be awful. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about honoring the source within you. And in your day-to-day moments, in your everyday moving about, not just when you're in spiritual practice, not just when you're reflecting on the cosmos, but you, in your day-to-day moments, you have faith in you. Ha, that's empowering. And that's fun. Because what I realized when this revelation came to me, I was like, oh, I can have faith in myself. I know how to do that. I know how to do that. I know how to do that. I know how to show up for myself. I know how to praise myself. I know how to honor a job well done. I also know when I'm in my bullshit too. And I know when I'm lying to myself. And I know when I'm sabotaging. And I know when I'm making excuses. And when you have true faith in yourself, everything gets clearer, right? And so I want to encourage you, if you're thinking about manifestation, you're like, oh, I just need to have more faith. I just need to have more faith. Really what you're saying to yourself is, I just need an increase in faith in myself. Again, you're not doing it all on your own. Spirit is 100% supporting you. You are co-creating your reality. Life would not be fun. It would be so hard and so uncomfortable if it was just you. So that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying through it all, the mystery, the unexpected, the I don't know how this is going to happen, but I have faith in myself in this moment. Through it all, you are willing to return to center and say, I have faith in me. I have faith in me. And if you really root into that, it will change your energy. It will get you back on the right path. It'll spark an inspiration. It'll help you get motivated. It'll help you do the thing you've been putting off doing, or get clarity about why you're putting off doing it. Faith in yourself. So now in this moment, I want you to say, I am willing to have faith in myself. I am willing to have faith in the source that flows through me. I am willing to have faith in the God within me. I am willing to have faith in myself. Yes, faith in you. Faith in you. And then you'll start to feel good, right? Because the whole goal of all of this is to feel good. Get yourself to a place where you feel good. And I think it feels far better to tune in and have faith in me and the God, spirit, universe, source flowing through me than it is to just be waiting on God. You know, and I've said that many times on this program, or hope God works it out for me. No. Especially if you're a type A and you're action oriented. I think there's nothing greater than having faith in yourself. Not faith in your actions solely, but faith in you moving through that experience, meaning you are fully and completely engaged in the process. Not just if it all works out, you are moving and taking action and doing your thing, because you have faith in yourself, from a place of having faith in yourself. And then your intuition kicks in, your energy levels rise, you do the thing you know you need to do, and it gets really fun from there. Okay, so faith in yourself. Faith in yourself. Increase your faith in yourself. So if you're saying to yourself, oh, I just need to have more faith in this manifestation, really what you're saying is, I need to have more faith in myself as I move through this manifestation. Got it? All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I got a 1-year program. It's called the 1-year Intuitive Coaching Package, and it's designed for people who are ready to up level in every way possible. It's a year and it works beautifully into your life, and you will do the most extraordinary things. And it's no longer waiting on the sidelines for things to change, but you will be an active participant in your experience, creating the life of your dreams, no matter what the desire might be. Start a business, have a baby, meet the love of your life. Whatever it is, I'd love to support you. Information on this service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you on the next. And please take the time to like, subscribe, review this program on whatever platform you listen on. My Spotify people, thank you. Because it helps the show be more searchable. I'm going to continue to produce content, and the way we make the algorithm work in our favor so we can find shows down the line is if you like, review, subscribe to this show. Thank you so much again. I look forward to connecting with you next time. Take care.